Quit laughing at me. Your old man did something wrong.
Listen to me carefully, because you can't seem to tell the story straight.
Tensions are running high.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm trying to keep the truth going here.
No, you're not.
And patience is wearing thin.
I've got a guy here that I know.
Just a second. You don't know anything about him. You never met him before.
No, I don't, but you could smell.
Yeah, me too. I got a better one than you. That's why I'm here.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jimmy Murphy is suing his neighbors, Todd and Darla DeCoyne, for damaging his fence and for defaming his character when they accused him of false imprisonment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 569 on the calendar in the matter of Murphy versus DeCoyne.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Murphy, how long have you been a neighbor of the defendants?
About 2.5 years.
How long have you lived in your house?
There about 2.5 years.
And how long have you lived in your home?
3 years.
And is your home a private house, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, it is.
And you have a homeowners association?
Yes.
Are your homes attached?
No. He's in another community a mile away.
Is he a mile away from your home?
Yes.
Okay. Your case, Mr. Murphy, involves two things. First, you say that the defendant, Mr. DeCoyne, had you falsely arrested, and you want money for that false arrest as well as property damage that you claim that the defendants did to your fence. Mr. DeCoyne has a counterclaim. He says, actually, you held him hostage in your backyard. You locked him in the backyard. He had every right to proceed and have you taken into custody. And in addition, he says that he was forced to retain counsel. I don't know for what. You'll explain that to me. His counterclaim is for punitive damages for the false imprisonment. Okay. Had you ever met the defendants before this incident?
No, sir. No, ma'am. Sorry.
And this incident took place on what date?
On July 12th, 2012.
2012?
2013, I'm sorry.
No, it was 2012.
12?
Mm-hmm. I have the police report.
I'd like to.
Oh, yeah, I have wrong number. July 11th, yes. 2012.
May I see the police report, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I also have one, Your Honor, if you'd like mine, too.
Mm-hmm. Bert, can I just compare the two, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your first complaint is that you were falsely accused of a crime by the defendant. So you want to start by telling me the story about what happened on the 11th of July.
Okay. I found out my fence was busted.
No, don't tell me I found out. Tell me what you did. Tell me what you saw, smelled, tasted, or felt.
And I can also show you.
Just tell me what you did.
I went to the city of Lac Bui, asked their people who takes care of the grounds behind.
You're ahead of yourself, Mr. Murphy.
Okay.
You want me to get there?
Nope.
You say you were home.
Yes,
I was. You went to your back property.
Yes.
You saw somebody mowing a lawn, not on your property, on the Homeowners Association property on the other side of your fence.
Yes, the green belt between properties.
Listen to me carefully, because you can't seem to tell the story straight. You saw the lawnmower. You saw your fence was down in a spot. You didn't see the lawnmower hit your fence. All correct so far?
No, I did see the lawnmower hit my fence.
No, that's a lie, sir. That's not what you told the police.
I have that.
It's not what you told the police, and it's not what you swore to me.
The police also have the
Polaroid
wrong.
No, listen to me. It's not what you swore to me, and it's not what you told the police.
And I also have a statement here about being a bumbling cop who saw
this. Mr. Murphy, it's not what you told the police, and it's not what you told me in your sworn complaint. You said you saw the lawnmower and you saw your fence down.
Okay.
There's a big difference in that, and I saw the lawnmower hit my fence, which you never said to me and you never said to the police.
I did tell them that, but he didn't write it. That's why I have a statement here about a bumbling police officer. It shows in here. Yeah, the statements. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm trying to keep the truth going here.
No, you're not.
Yes?
No, you're not. Now, so you got the address of the president of the Homeowners Association, that would be you.
Mm-hmm.
And according to you, you went over to their home.
Yes.
Why?
I was told by Lac Bui.
No, don't tell me what anybody told you. So now you have a Homeowners Association, you know who the president is, and you have an address.
Yes.
Then you write them a letter.
Okay, well, I was told to go visit them.
No, you weren't. I don't believe that. Well, A, I don't believe it. B, it's hearsay. I don't believe that. Nobody would tell you to go and visit them unannounced. Nobody would tell you that. So you went over there. Now, did you go over there by foot or did you have to get in your car?
I drove my car over there.
So you drove your car over there and you found the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you say to him and what did he say to you?
He was about ready to get into his car and I asked him, I said, you're the homeowners association? And he says, yes, my wife is. And I said, well, I got a problem with my fence being broken by your people who cut the lawns. And I was told that you guys now are the ones in charge of the green belt behind my house. And I asked him, is your wife, does she want to come see it? She says, no, she's gone at the moment. I'll come over and take a look at it. So he came over to my house and I showed him the fence.
Now, came over to the house. Did he drive his own car or did he get in your car?
Yes, he did.
So he followed you in your car?
Yes.
And he got out, came voluntarily?
Yes, he did.
To look at the fence?
Yes.
And you have a fence, and your fence is gated, and the gate has a latch?
Yes, it does.
So you walked into the back property?
Yes.
You had to walk through the latched door to get to the back property?
Yes,
is
and
that
through
correct?
another gate.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So you looked at the back property with the defendant?
Yes.
And then you had words with him. You want to tell me what the words were?
I showed him where the damage was, the fence being broke. I showed him the marks on the outside of the fence.
Just tell me. Don't show me pictures, because you didn't have any pictures there, right?
Not at that moment in time.
That's what I'm saying to you. I just want you to tell me what happened.
Okay.
So you showed him the fence.
I showed him the fence
that was down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to you?
He says, doesn't look like I should be responsible for this. I'm not responsible. I'm not going to do anything about this. And I says, you're not here to judge and say you're not going to do this. You're supposed to tell your wife. That's when he started throwing a big fit. And
don't say big fit.
Okay.
Big fit doesn't describe anything to me, Mr. Murphy.
He does a lovely chicken dance when he's angry. I mean, flopping around, throwing his hands in the air, doing a lot of stuff.
Okay.
That's why I separated myself from him. I've got a guy here that I know.
Just a second. You don't know anything about him. You never met him before.
No, I don't. But you don't know.
Yeah, me too. I got a better one than you. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
So what happened was you left the gated area and he was behind you.
Yes.
And when you left the gated area, what did you do?
I left him back in my yard doing his chicken dance. I went out through the front gate and I stood like this to the gate. And I should have walked away farther because that's when he ran up to the gate. Hit the gate into me, it bounced back and latched. That's when I walked about 5 feet away and had my second phone call to the police.
Now let me tell you what the police say. You told them, Mr. Murphy.
Like I say, I got a statement about a bumbling police officer there.
I don't take statements about bumbling police officers.
It's what the DA wrote.
Listen to me.
It's fine.
I don't take statements about bumbling police officers, Mr. Murphy.
I understand, Your Honor. I could see how that would go, but I just say what the district attorney threw out of the court.
You're not appealing to me, sir.
I'm sorry.
Jimmy stated, that's you, you're Jimmy, that when Todd went to leave, he closed the gate on Todd and stood in the way.
That is what the police report says.
That's exactly what the police report
says. And I disagree with that, and I've disagreed the whole time in court. I never closed the gate on him at all.
Listen, Mr. Murphy, I don't care. I'm reading what the police officer said. Jimmy stated that when Todd went to leave, he closed the gate on Todd and stood in the way. Jimmy told Todd he wasn't leaving until he called the police. That's what the police officer said. Now, had you ever met this police officer before?
Yes, I have.
This officer who took this report?
Who was no longer in the police force at that town.
Had you ever had contact with this police officer before?
At the 4th of July party. Just saying hi. I just moved in. I just met him. That's all.
And that was the only contact you had with him?
Yes, ma'am.
So before this incident, there was no negative interaction between you and the police officer
who took this report? Just answer my question, Mr. Murphy. No, we had none.
Had you ever had contact with this police officer before?
No, ma'am.
Never? Before this incident?
Literally.
So it's fair to say that neither of you are suggesting any prior negative interaction with the police officer caused this report to be written the way it was. Very succinct and very clear. Police officer who was first on the scene says, when they reached the gate, Jimmy slammed the gate on Todd's face. That's what the defendant says. Todd had visible red abrasion marks on his nose. Todd said that Jimmy was on the other side of the fence blocking the gate from opening. That's sort of consistent with what he says.
Your Honor, now, I also have proof from my neighbor who heard it all, seen it all.
Listen to me. I'll be more than happy to call the witness. Call the witness.
I have paper statements.
I don't take paper statements.
Okay.
Call the witness.
Call him. We can call him right now. We can call him on the phone. Hear it all.
I don't call him on the phone, sir. You want a witness? Bring him.
Quit laughing at me.
You want to?
Your old man did something wrong.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
To express my opinion and make sure my case is heard right.
I'm not going to let you show me evidence that is inadmissible in a court, sir.
And later today.
You say we all got together and told her that we wanted her to leave. And you have to give us 30 days notice. You can't give her those directions.
Why not?
What? Why not?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jimmy Murphy says neighbors Todd and Darla DeCoin damaged his fence and then defamed his character. The defendants are countersuing for false imprisonment and attorney costs.
You want a witness, you bring him to court. You were given that opportunity,
sir. I tried to. He already tried to go to the court the first time with this whole thing. He
Mr. Murphy,
they took his statement.
Mr. Murphy, listen to me carefully, sir.
Yes?
You have no case.
I have no case?
You have no case.
Can I show you the rest of the evidence to show the case that this guy put me through a year and a half's worth of misery?
Absolutely
that
not.
That he harassed me like crazy?
You understand what I'm saying to you?
You're saying I have no case, and I don't understand
that. I understand what you're saying, sir. Listen to me real carefully, sir. The story that you told me, I read your complaint, is one of falsely reporting an incident. Your burden is to go forward.
And I'm trying.
No, listen to me. I don't accept hearsay. You know it, and I know
hearsay.
It.
It's court evidence. It's court documents.
It's not, sir.
It's court
show
documents
me.
From the county of Weld County. This is where I got all my information stuff. It's all here
Mr.
on what
Murphy,
happened. The year and a half that
God
I went and suffered.
God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
To express my opinion and make sure my case is heard right.
Well, you already had that opportunity. What happened with it?
I'm trying to get it through.
No, you're not.
And I've got it right here. You won't let me show you what I have got.
I'm not going to let you show me evidence that is inadmissible in a court, sir.
This is evidence,
show
and it's also shown on my paperwork that I wish it had turned it in.
Listen to me and don't speak. Show me non-hearsay, and you're not an idiot, sir.
No, I'm not. I'm just a dumb truck driver, though.
Quiet. Show me non-hearsay, which you now understand, evidence to establish that the allegation that he made against you, that you held him in your yard, was not true. Non-hearsay evidence, and I'm going to ask you when you take it out, before Bird goes to retrieve it from you, to tell me exactly what it is.
Okay, I have evidence here.
Tell me. Piece
okay.
of paper. Hold up the piece of paper. Tell me what it is.
This here shows you about the officer who was telling you the story that it is wrong. This one here shows the courts telling me, and that's part of the reason I'm here too, is the year and a half he put me through misery while I had three surgeries to go up. This guy lied and didn't say.
Your case is dismissed, Mr. Murphy. Your case is dismissed, and I'm going to tell you
we
why.
Are going
because
to do
I asked
else,
you, I asked you to do something
ma'am,
to me, and you
I have
are
all
actually
sorts of evidence here.
You are,
this guy here is a little
is
bit of a problem
your case
in the
is
world.
Dismissed. Now you can put him outside because he doesn't pay attention.
We're going to talk.
He doesn't pay attention. Stay. No, you have a counterclaim.
Sir, stop this.
Yeah.
Put him out.
Leave your paperwork. We'll give him back to you.
Now you hired a lawyer. That's part of your counterclaim. Mm-hmm. You had to hire a lawyer for $1,200. What did you have to hire a lawyer for?
We hired a lawyer because he was suing us. It was for protection. I mean, he was going after us personally instead of going after the HOA, which he should have done.
What was his cause of action against you personally?
That's why our attorney said, let me take the case, because he can't go after you personally.
May I please see the papers of where he was suing you personally for the damage to the fence?
Yes. This was
you
our counterclaim.
You don't own that property, do
no,
you?
No, we don't own the property. I'm just an HOA volunteer.
So what this says is that Mr. Murphy is suing the two of you personally, not the Homeowners Association. And it's for that reason that you hired an attorney.
Yes.
And that case was dismissed against you?
No, it's scheduled for April 22nd.
Ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend.
Whose boyfriend?
Jaggy Hansen's.
You're this one's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. You're crazy. You and your two friends.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jimmy Murphy says neighbors Todd and Darla DeCoin damaged his fence and then defamed his character. The defendants are countersuing for false imprisonment and attorney costs.
Now, your action is premature here. When that case is resolved, you are free to come back. Do you understand?
Okay.
You are the wrong party.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. You're free to come back and see counsel fees, because I have a feeling that this is not going to be a simple matter as one might think, and that you probably did have to retain an attorney to deal with him. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, it was supposed to be a 20-year-old fence that was dry rotted out.
He's going after the wrong party. He should have sought that out.
He called 911 and hold me hostage.
He shouldn't have taken the violence out of my husband.
And we get back to Colorado. That's our next step, is a restraining order.
I hope he just steps back, cools off, lets it blow over, and realize, you know, he doesn't have a case.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hansen versus Sheets. Step forward.
19-year-old Jackie Hansen is suing her former roommate, 19-year-old Kate Sheets, for her portion of an apartment lease. Kate says Jackie kicked her out, so she's not paying.
Who are the roommates? 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Miss Hansen, you and 1, 2, 3 roommates.
Yes.
Got together and decided that you wanted to live in an apartment together.
Yes.
And you and your two roommates got together.
Mm-hmm.
And decided it wasn't working out. You weren't happy with the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
She had a boyfriend over, you didn't like the boyfriend, whatever it was, you weren't happy with her.
Yes.
And you told her to move.
Yes, I did.
And she said okay.
Mm-hmm.
She would move. Because if you weren't happy with her, you probably made it unpleasant enough, so she didn't want to stay there. And she moved. And now you want the rent.
Yes.
For the month after she moved.
Yep, she...
That's what the case is about.
Yes, it is.
You're crazy. You and your two friends. Was she on the lease?
Yes, she was on the lease.
Right. So you told her, despite the fact that she was on the lease, you wanted her out. She said fine. And you told her that in January.
Yes.
And she moved out.
End of February.
No, March 2nd, she moved out.
Did she sleep there in March?
She did. All of her stuff was there.
I asked you a question. Did she sleep there in March? When was the last time you slept in the apartment?
The very last night of February.
When did you find another roommate?
We didn't find another roommate yet.
Great. So the three of you were living there together?
Mm-hmm.
Happily?
Yeah.
Happily. Well, that's great. Good. She's not paying you any more money. You actually had no right to tell her to leave.
Well, we didn't tell her to leave. We said to give us a notice.
No. That's not even what you say. You say we all got together and told her that we weren't happy with her there. We wanted her to leave. And then you put in, and you have to give us 30 days notice. You can't give her those directions. You can't tell her to move and make it unpleasant for her. And you can't change your contract.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
Good. So she doesn't owe you any money.
Why not?
What? Why not?
Well,
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. Because I just told you the three of you had no right to tell her to move.
Right.
She was on the lease just like you are. You're not happy with her. Three of you move.
Right.
You move. You tell her to move out for.
Right.
Right, 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 right. And then I tell you she doesn't owe you any money. You say, why not? I'm telling you why not. The why not is because you have no right to tell a co-tenant to get out. And not only do you have to tell her to get out, but you demand that she gives you 30 days notice. You tell her in mid-January, you say, we want you out. We want you out by the end of February, and we want 30 days notice.
We didn't tell her at the end of February to move out. We told her that we wanted her to move out, but when she was ready to move out. That's what we told her.
Told her in mid-January that things weren't working out, and we wanted her to find somewhere to live. We told her to take her time, but give us 30 days notice.
Yeah, so we can find a new roommate to move in after she was going to move out.
How pleasant did you make it for her in January?
Pretty pleasant.
She doesn't owe you any money, Miss Hansen. You want to find another roommate? Good for you. Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend.
Whose boyfriend?
Jaggy Hansen's.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah. You're this one's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Wild crash.
Our elbow bumped the steering wheel, but we slid off the road.
Now, their stories are out of control.
I wasn't with them when they crashed.
Next Judge Judy.
She didn't really clean up after herself. She had random guys over all the time.
They continually told me that I was not good enough to live with them. I was too young.
I just didn't feel comfortable with her living there. Gave her a notice.
Would leave me notes all the time saying with different things that I did wrong.
I wanted my money back for paying her part of rent.
I felt sort of like I was in some sort of boot camp or something like that.
I guess I'm gonna have to be more careful who I choose to move in with me.
It caused me all sorts of issues and I wanted out of there.